Welcome to Laughs Uncut. This is the place where we take all the hilarious jokes that Fox just won't air on television. So if you're listening at work, now is a good time to put on the headphones because we're about to get NSFW, which I'm just now figuring out means not safe for work. I'm Zoltan Cassis, and I'll be your guide through the uncensored sets on today's episode. So let's get started. We're kicking off today's episode with someone you might recognize from his swollen ankle on Grey's Anatomy. Here's Chris Cope.
That's enough. That's plenty. We'll go ahead and have some fun and get started. I went on a date last week. The girl ordered chili. That's the most subtle way a woman's ever told me we're not having sex. Rest of that date was just Netflix and Tums. I think my problem with women is the type of women I go after, I date, you know. By and large, most of the women I date are by and large. The last woman I dated, she was crazy, but she had the coolest job of any woman I've ever dated. She worked for the railroad. She was the conductor of the Bipolar Express. Choo choo. Next stop, burning your shoes in the tub. It's my stop. I remember we were on our third date, you know, going out to dinner. We're at Carrabba's, which is not bad for a third date, I think, you know. First two dates are always at Arby's. Just because if you're looking for a free meal, you can take your 5 for $5 and flush off. I don't care. So things are going good. Midway through the dinner, she stops and she goes, "I got to tell you something before you find out." I'm like, "What?" She goes, "I have my clitoris pierced." I looked right at him and was like, "What part of yours is your clitoris?" You hear the women laughing because the guy's like, "What's he talking about?" I want answers. The host brought me up as Chris Cope. That's not actually my real last name. My real last name is Copenhaver. I shortened it to Cope because I wanted to have a snazzier sounding stage name. Copenhaver is German. It was originally spelled with a K, two P's, and a couple swastikas. A lot of family history we can't talk about. Having fun, man. It's good to see people with their friends out tonight. I have a lot of friends. The only reason I have so many friends is because realistically, I know how many pallbearers I'm going to need. Right? Real friend just doesn't put that on 6 people, you know? I like how you got upset at that. That's so cute. I wrote it. And if it doesn't affect me, why would you? Oh, who gives a shit? They're going to bleep that out. Yeah, man, recently I was on an episode of Grey's Anatomy, and that was a really cool experience. Yeah, it's a fun show, man. And what was the cool part of the experience is who I got to work with as the director. The director of the episode was Denzel Washington. Yeah, very cool, you know, and I didn't know that until the very last moment of shooting. I played a patient, you know, and they got me all painted up. Basically, I had a car accident and I died. That's the crux of me being on the show. Sorry if I spoiled it, but it's on Hulu. So I'm all in my patient gear. I'm getting golf carted onto set. Out of the corner of my eye, like 50 yards away, I see this black dude who looks like Denzel Washington. Now, as a white dude, I just can't start yelling out, "Hey, that black dude looks like Denzel Washington." That one. That's not how you make friends first day on set. And I get golf carted on the set. The scene takes place in the ER, and I'm sitting in my little hospital bed going over the scene with the other actresses. And when Denzel walked onto set, it was like if Jesus were to walk through the back of this room, we'd all kind of turn our heads and be like, "What's he doing here? Are we in trouble?" What did we do? Because nobody knew. And I asked one of the series regulars, I'm like, oh my God, is Denzel going to be acting on the show? Because I didn't want that to happen. Let me tell you how I got booked on this TV show, okay? They needed someone whose ankle looked swollen all the time. I did not submit a headshot. I submitted a foot shot. My cankle got me on network TV. And now you want me to act opposite the Equalizer? No! Baby steps. She goes, no, he's gonna be our director. Great. I was hoping maybe I'd just get to the scene without having him to actually direct and talk to me. That wasn't the case. We got to the second take, and he got from behind the camera. He looked right at me, and I was supposed to scream. And when he looked right at me, he goes, you got more in you. You got more in you. And for a split second, he reminded me of the coach from Remember the Titans. Because I dug deeper, and there was more in me. I made Denzel happy. He told me I was funny twice. That's like getting a high five from God. You funny. You funny. We get to take 8. This one wasn't my fault. Take 8. The scene in the ER was bedlam, like there's a big car accident, so it was chaos. And these two nurses kind of just lollygagged through the shot. And when he saw that, he lost his stuff, man. He just cut. Some of you ladies don't know where you at. You in an ER. People are dying. You gotta have places to be. I leaned into the actress on my left and I was like, I think he's doing Training Day. I had to renew my weed card last week. I had a busy last week. On top of renewing my card, I had to go get a new doctor because my old doctor turned into a curves. I was completely unaware of that fact. Walking all the way into the curves, just like. Do y'all still do weed cards? No, sweetie, we're at Curves. Oh. You mind if I hang out and see if I can't get a few phone numbers? This is kind of my bread and butter. It's true, I like women that go to Curves because it's women who want to work out but really don't, you know? I'm not saying Curves is a bad business model, but when your gym is always adjacent to a Quiznos, you're having a hard time losing weight. I almost fell over. We all saw it. I am not structurally sound. Like any one of our bridges in this country. You're driving across Chris Cope. Know that. This ain't gonna make it. So I went to Google and I found the cheapest weed doctor you could find, because that's what you do. And I found this dude and I go to his office. I'm sitting in the office like 20 minutes. And that 20 minutes, I see like 15 people come in and out. I'm like, this dude is just giving out cards very quickly. I want to at least have some fun with him. When I sat down, he goes, sir, what's your reason for needing medical marijuana? I was like, oh, lack of appetite. He's like, sir, that's obviously not applicable to you. And I'm like, dude, you're 2 months away from being a Curves. Why don't you take my money? Arguing for nothing. So he gives me my weed card, and I go to the dispensary, which is right underneath the weed doctor. Why there's not a fireman's pole connecting the two is beyond me. Thanks. So I go in, and I didn't need anything, so I decided to be nice and show some patronage, and I bought a weed cookie. Man, weed cookies have changed. When I was in college, you got a weed cookie from a dude in a Ziploc bag, that was it. No questions asked. My weed cookie had a logo. I'm gonna say that again. My drugs had a logo. Aunt Mabel's weed cookie. Well, I can trust this. She's family. Underneath the logo, it said, per dose, eat one third of a cookie. Who eats one third of a cookie? I eat all the thirds of a cookie. You're not going to have me eat one third of a cookie and I'm high and I'm hungry and I'm staring at two thirds of a cookie? That's Hunger Games. All right, guys, thank you very much. I'm Chris Cope.
He is genuinely one of the funniest people I've ever had the opportunity to hang out with. The last time we did a show together was at the Comedy Magic Club in Hermosa Beach. We're in the green room. It's a bunch of comics sitting around the table, and we were kind of complaining about how we didn't make as much money last year as we wanted to, and everyone was kind of going around the table with their complaints, and then it was my turn to complain, and I'm sitting next to Chris, and as I start to complain, he cuts me off. He just looks right at me and goes, I own two shirts. And I still think about that sometimes when I'm flying or just alone, and I laugh to myself like a psycho because Chris is that funny. Hilarious stuff. But Grey's Anatomy isn't his only credit. Chris has also been on Jimmy Kimmel Live, Tosh.0, and 5 episodes of Laughs on Fox. Go to chriscopecomedy.com to find out where you can see him live. This next comedian is hands down one of the funniest comics working in Las Vegas today. You guys are going to love her. Here's Kathleen Dunbar.
Thank you, guys. Oh, my God. I feel so old. I don't realize how old I'm getting till you young, skinny bitches are running around all over town. Oh, shut up. Look at you all beautiful, 24. Everything perfect, right where it's supposed to be. I got a little surprise for you, though. Yeah, it's coming, bitch. Yeah. Oh, shit's coming, young bitches. Shit's coming! 24 years old. Take a look. Here's your future. This is it. This is it. I'm 25. What sucks the most is everything takes so long. Just getting ready for the show. How long did it take you? 20 minutes? I had to start on Tuesday. Well, you have to let the first coat dry. Oh, there's a lot of shit I gotta do. I gotta tape shit, tuck shit. You know what I had to do today? I bet you young bitches didn't have to do today. I had to pluck my eyebrows out of my chin. You don't even know, these young girls don't even know what I'm talking about. Trust me, it's gonna come out of your chin. And you better catch them, bitches. Because they'll grow overnight like a son of a bitch. I never would have found my first one, but it was tickling my tits. The work involved, the time, the money. It's money. The money. I go to the spas. You gotta go to them stupid spas. And I called the spa the other day to make an appointment. That son of a bitch recognized my voice, told me I had to come in a day ahead of time to get an estimate. How embarrassing is that guy walking around your butt with a mirror going, you got rust right there. Right there. See, I told you to go with the sealant last time. And I got it all done. I got it all done last week. Got the sandblasting and the spackle.
Ever get your asses speckled, young bitches? No. Then I got that bikini wax. Oh, that's some bullshit, too. You young bitches don't need that. You're young. You got that V. I'm old. I have a W. I call it my George W. Bush. I call it that because it screwed the whole country. Then they asked me, do you want to get the vajazzle while you're here? Do you get the vajazzle, girls? If you don't know what it is, I'll explain it to you. What they do is they wax you. Everything gone. Then they decorate it with crystals. Yeah, you can get like a flower, maybe a sunburst. I swear to God, it's like a picture of a flower on a piece of sticky paper with crystals, and they put it here, and they rub it, peel it off, and like, ooh, daisy. I said, well, that sounds nice. What kind of flower do you recommend? She goes, well, that thing's dead. I'd get the lily. I said, how much? How much for the lily? She goes, $125 plus the cost of the bikini wax. I said, screw that. I did it myself. Yeah, I got some shiny stuff. I call it clitter. I'm a single gal here. My life is all messed up when it comes to men and love and sex. I blame my mom. My mom told me about sex when I was very young. She told me, Kathleen, it's messy. Take a towel. How screwed up is that? And I haven't had sex now for quite... Well, I did have sex. I had sex 4th of July. Thank you. Yeah. Yeah. Well, what the hell? It's a holiday. Party at my friend's. They live in Las Vegas. It was very hot that day, 118 degrees. I got to the party. I started drinking frozen margaritas. I love those. Yeah. I had like 17. I got drunk, and this guy walks up to me and says, Kathleen, they've asked me to give you a ride home. We think you might have had too much to drink. I said, well, I think we all know what that means. And I said, did you ever have sex with a redhead comedian before? Carrot Top don't count. We got home to my house. While I was out, the air conditioner had broke. It was 103 degrees in my house, but I don't care. I'm still going to do this guy. When is this happening again? I got a live one in the living room. There's just one problem, though. I'm so drunk, it's so hot, I don't remember what to do. I don't remember how to have sex. Right? I can't remember anything. I'm just looking at the guy and I go, look, I need to tell you a couple of things before we... I'm going to tell you a couple of things before we do this. Number one, I'm a little older than you. And number two, I'm kind of fat. So I have to take off my Spanx. And shit's going to come flying out. So... You want to stand over there. And I'm menopausal. He says, I don't know what the hell that means. I go, awesome. I explained everything that's going to happen. Don't worry. You know how it's like 103 in my house right now? Well, any minute, I'm going to have a hot flash. And then it'll be about 174. And we can bake some cookies. And then I'll start crying. And then I'll stab you. You still want to have sex with me? He says, well, what kind of cookies? So we're in the bed and we're having the sex. I'm on the bottom of the sex. He's on the top of the sex and he's sweating on me. I hate that. Don't you hate that, girls? He's sweating on me. He's dripping off his chin. Hit me in the forehead. You know what's going through my mind? Shit, mother's right. I need that towel. Where's the towel? I love you guys. Thank you so much.
I told you, Kathleen is hilarious and definitely a comedian you need to see live. Find out where she's performing next by following her on Twitter at Funny Dunbar. That's FunnyDunbar. Give her a follow. Let's keep this show rolling. Up next, we have Raj Sharma. And I was actually at this set. I taped that same night. This was at the Pechanga Theater in Temecula, California. And he crushed this set. You're going to love it. Here's Raj.
Good to be here, guys. Back-to-back brown people. You guys look a little nervous. I'm not going to lie to you. My name is... Oh, thank you for the odd whistle. That was weird. I think that was a guy, too, so it's even stranger. And he's doing it again. Somebody's had a little too much to drink. All right. My name is Raj. I'll tell you a little bit about me. I'm from Texas. That's where I grew up. Grew up in Texas. All right. That's what I'm talking about. So you know this. You play football in high school. That's what you do in Texas. You play football. I played. Only problem with me was my freshman year of high school, I was 5'3 and 96 pounds. Yeah. Yeah. The first time I got hit, I saw Jesus. Which is okay for most of you, but I'm Hindu. Like, do you realize how hard you have to be hit to see somebody else's God? I like this crowd. I like this crowd. 40% of you guys got that joke. And 60% of you are still looking at me like, he's not Mexican? No, only at the airport. Only at the airport. That's right, man. I just walk right through security. I'm like, this line is crazy, right? And just keep walking. I'm like, let him through. He's one of us. He's one of us. Got you guys a little warmed up. I'm going to talk to you about a tragedy that took place not too long ago here in our country. And I think if we talk about it, that's how we heal. So I want to talk to you guys about Pokemon Go. If you're playing this game, kill yourself. And I don't mean that in a bad way. What I'm trying to say is the game itself is trying to kill you. Like, since it launched, two people have fallen off cliffs and 12 people have been hit by cars. The good news is two of them died. The bad news is 12 of them lived. And people always ask me, why is that good news? Here's why. The two people that died, that's the dumbest thing they'll ever do. They don't have the opportunity to do anything dumber than do that. And number two, if a game kills you, I think you win that game. Like, if Pokemon Go kills you, whatever level you're on, you won. I don't care if it's the first level, I don't care where you're at, you won Pokemon. Right? And the 12 people that lived will now go on to do dumber things. Another app will come out, another cliff will show up, another car will be in their way. That's what I'm trying to say. And I thought this generation had it. I thought you guys were the one. That I thought the 25 and under, how many people are here 25 and under? 25 and under, yeah. I thought you guys had it. I thought you guys were gonna cure it all, like AIDS, cancer, and racism. And then I saw a 23-year-old guy at a bar try to change the channel on the TV by doing this. Not touching the TV, to the air. I was like, I knew my generation didn't have it. I didn't think, growing up in the 80s and 90s, I knew my generation didn't have it because we were the same generation that was like, George Michael must get so many chicks. Like, that's how we thought. And then I realized this, if you're 25, how many people here are 35 and up? Yeah, yeah, here we go, that's right. Very smart people. I thought you guys were gonna be smarter than us, but you're not. Here's what I realized. If you're 25 and under, you've never been lost. You've been late to where you're going, but you've never been lost. In the 80s, if you got lost in the mall, you got lost in the mall. There was no texting. There was nobody to call. You just screamed, "Mike! Brett! Help!" That was our texting. That's how we texted in the 80s. We had rotary phones. Yeah, I'm sure you've seen one in a museum, people that are younger. Rotary phone, if you messed up one number, what happened? Started all over again. Here it's like, oh, backspace. It's a 6, not a 9. Well, we didn't have MapQuest. We had a map, and that was your quest. Find out where you're going using this map. We had great music. Hip hop was great. You had some of the best. Oh, yeah, some of the best. Tribe Called Quest, LL Cool J. Yeah, just the best hip hop. And now you have Panda by Designer. Like, that's the worst song in the... And here's the thing. Here's the beauty of that song. It's so bad, you can replace the words with other really bad words, and it's not as bad as the original song. You know what I mean? It's just terrible. Like, hip-hop was great back then. Now you have this guy. And then I found out why the album was so bad. It was produced by Kanye West. Can we get rid of him? Can we just agree as a society? No more Kanye West? He was great. He was great when he was Kanye West. Now that he's Kanye Kardashian, it's terrible. It's true. I've said it before, I'll say it again. The Kardashians are like bleach. If you're black, they'll ruin you. That's gonna be on so many Facebook updates at the end of this show. He's like, he's got a point. I think he's got a point there. I grew up in a very traditional Indian household. Immigrant parents. My parents moved from London, where they make Indians, to Mesquite, Texas, where nobody knew what we were. I went from Raj to Roger overnight. Like, that's when you know you're a minority, when the majority of the people can change your name without any regard to your feelings. What's your name? Raj. Yeah, we're gonna call you Roger. What are you? Indian. Chippewa? Nope. Oh, no. Further east, Comanche. All right, I got it. I always knew what role I was going to get when the Thanksgiving play came out. Always knew that one. Indian. That was on. Like, we have an authentic one. Look at him. He's here. Traditional Indian household. Like, I'll give you an example. Like, my dad is one of those guys that states the obvious, but thinks he said the most intelligent thing ever. Yeah, you got somebody like that in your family? Yeah. I was talking to him a while back. I was like, Dad, I have some bad news. My buddy Jason's getting divorced. He's like, hey, I'll tell you right now. Something must have happened. Well, let's slow down, Sherlock Holmes. I don't want you cracking the case too soon. That's why I'm glad he wasn't a detective. Could you imagine that? Like, Sharma, what do we got? Homicide, sir. Jesus, how do you think it happened? I think they killed her. Well, who do you think did it? The killer. He would be right every time, is what I'm trying to tell you. My mother was the exact same way. They were meant for each other. Like, she meant to say one thing one way, said it another, kind of ruined the conversation, right? This is a true story. It happened about 7 years ago. I'm not making one word of this up. Are you ready? Here we go. There's an Indian girl she wanted me to meet, right? And she's trying to tell me how pretty she is. Now, she meant to say, is as pretty as a China doll. But this is what she says, word for word. She goes, Raj, you should really meet this girl. She is so pretty. She looks like one of those rubber dolls. So I look at my mother and I go, you mean China doll? She goes, China doll, rubber doll, same thing. No. No, it's not the same thing. Because in my head, all I see is this. Raj, this is Sangeeta. How are you? That really affected some people. There's some weird stuff happening in your bedrooms. I don't know what it is, but she hasn't stopped laughing yet.
Good stuff.
My mother was a disciplinarian in the family. How many people in here by a round of applause got beat by your mom? Yeah. Yeah. Indian moms, man. Anything. It didn't matter. Did you ever get the flip-flop? Mexicans call it chanclas. So we call it chapul. You white people call it flip-flops or thongs, which is really weird. To hear a grown man like, I can't find my thongs. I'm like, hey. Whatever works for you, buddy. Whatever makes you feel sexy. I don't care. Did you hate this move where they pretend to throw it at you but don't to see which way you dodge? I'm like, ha ha ha. You always go to your left, bitch. Like, here's my favorite question, and I'll get out of here. My favorite question to ask every audience, because it unites everybody in this room, regardless of your background. Have you ever gotten a spanking so bad you tell your mom you're going to kill her? Look at this audience. Is like, why would you do that? You would be an idiot. Idiot, right here. And I live to tell the story, so I'll share it with you. I was a little kid. My mom was beating the life out of me. I didn't know what else to do. Like, that's how bad it was. So I just looked right at her. I was like, I'm gonna kill you. Yeah. She's like, what did you say to me? You can't back out now. I've already said it. I have to commit. So I just looked at her. I was like, I will kill you. She's like, go upstairs and wait for your father. Yeah, yeah. My dad kicked in my door. I was like, hey, what did you say to your mother? I was like, well, that was a bad idea. I said I was gonna kill her. He's like, hey! What did you have in mind? You guys have been a lot of fun. Thank you so much. My name is Raj.
Make sure you keep up with Raj and all his ongoings. You can follow him on Twitter at Comedian Raj. His name is spelled R-A-J. I know that might seem obvious, but hey, names are weird. I'm Zoltan Kassis, for God's sakes. And now it's time for the last laughs of the show. Are you ready? I can't hear you, because we're not in the same room, but I sure am. And we're going to up the energy level to 11. This dude's he's a rocket ship of energy. I know, I did a show with him at the Laugh Factory. Here's the very funny Preacher Lawson.
Yeah, all right, yeah, yes. Whew, all right. Is it dark in here or is it just me? Because I don't see any black people. And it's cool. I knew I was the only black person when I walked in because some guy stopped me and said, you must be the comedian. I was like, all right, there's none. All right, that's cool. Feel like I'm back in Portland. This is great. All right, yeah. Portland, Oregon is where they grow white people. Fun fact. Yeah, it's like, we're like unicorns over there. I swear. I used to make jokes about how there's no black people in Oregon. I got off stage. This lady walked up to me. She was mad. She's like, Preacher, you need to stop it doing jokes about no black people being in Portland. If you go down 122nd and Holgate or MLK Street, you'll see a bunch. I said, I shouldn't have to make a field trip to see black people, ma'am. And 122nd and Holgate is my house. Stop following me, all right? It's annoying, man. did a show in Florida, man. I was in St. Augustine, Florida. I love that. It's great. This is kind of like, you know, same thing. It's a lot. St. Augustine is the oldest city in America, you know, and another fun fact about that is the people that first moved there still live there, okay? So many old people. It's ridiculous. The youngest person in the audience was dead. That's how old they are. You know what I'm saying? There was one black lady in the whole entire crowd. She was old, too. She looked like the last survivor of Harriet Tubman's Underground Railroad. That's how old. You know what I'm saying? She didn't laugh at any of my jokes. She was looking at me mad the whole time. Like, why are you mad? You should be happy you're free now, you know? They go, all right. You know what I'm saying? They let you go. I'm not racist. I love black people, all right? So my best friend black. So, I mean, I am. Yeah, man. Just saying, but she was old, she had braces on. Like, what do you got? It's too late. Like, why you got, she was like 90. Why you got braces on? Who you trying to look sexy for? Jesus? Because that's who you're going to meet in like two more years, you're done. All right, so I live in L.A. now. L.A. is super, it's cool. When I first moved down to L.A., I hated everyone because no one warned me about a place called Watts, which is extremely dangerous. You know, yeah, it's dangerous. You get shot over there, all right? I didn't know you can get shot over there. I was looking for apartments online, and Watts was in my price range, all right? I was like, $40 a month? I could do that. That is not a bad deal for a 7-bedroom. And I moved in there, and it was just a horrible... A lot of thugs over there. Gangster, are you looking at me? Not a gangster, okay? I try to be a gangster. I just can't be one because I'm ticklish, okay? You can't... Cops pat me down. I'm just... Like, it's not gonna take me seriously, man. Yeah, man. I got a motorcycle. It's really annoying when I tell people I got a motorcycle, because they always gotta tell you some stupid story about how their friends crashed on a motorcycle. Like, why do people gotta be so negative, you know? I don't go up to pregnant women telling them my dad left, you know? Like, I let you live your life. I know it's dangerous, all right? I walked in my apartment one time, right? My apartment, and there's my neighbor, she walked up to me. She was like, oh my God, you got a motorcycle? Are you serious? Are you serious? You better be careful, all right? You better be careful. I got in a car wreck the other day. Luckily, I had airbags, because I'm lucky to be alive. Blessed. And, yeah. She black, by the way. And I was like, because I know y'all confused. So, probably thought she was Asian. So listen, I was like, your car flipped 8 times? She's like, it sure did, and I'm lucky to be alive. Bliss. Everyone around me was like, that's crazy. Your car flipped 8 times? That is crazy. I'm over here thinking, who the heck counted, right? Like, who was that car when their car's flipping? Run! Like, who's doing that? Weird, man. So I'm doing the stand-up thing. I love doing stand-up. I'm starting to get recognized. Feels great getting recognized. I walked into Walgreens the other day, like 5 people recognized me. It was so cool. It was like, yo, preacher, what's up, man? How you doing? When you clock in? Because I work there. But it's been 2 weeks, though. They already know my name. So that's in, you know what I'm saying. I'm just playing. I don't work there at all, man. I'm trying to get a job. I just got fired in 2007, and I feel like everywhere I go, I used to work at a gym, and it's funny when you're at a gym all the time, because you notice things. Like, working at a gym, I notice females, like women, they only work out their lower body. Like, most women work out their lower body, because they all want a big booty, right? They don't work out, they don't do any arms, they're like, I don't want any buff, you know what I mean? Like, you're not gonna be buff, so they only work out the lower body, just do cardio. So now you got all these women walking around, body shaped like a T-Rex, thinking they fine, you know what I mean? Like, I don't know how he won't talk to me, we scared, that's why, all right? Look like a really attractive ostrich. That's what you look like. I look good. You look fast. Okay? That's what you... So yeah, man, I mean, things are pretty cool. I don't have a job, I just do comedy and stuff, and which means I'm broke. And listen, I don't want to be rich, I just want enough money to get robbed. Like, that'd be cool one day, to get robbed. I just leave my wallet sitting around everywhere. My ex used to get on me all the time. Preach, you can't leave a wallet everywhere. Someone's gonna steal it. That's like, there's no money in it. She's like, someone can still take your identity. I was like, well, I feel sorry for them, okay? What, you gonna build my credit up? You can't do anything worse. I have no money. I just leave my wallet sitting around everywhere. I don't care at all. You know what I'm saying? I'm mad at all, man. Have no, that's why I don't get that saying broke is a joke. I think that's stupid. I've never looked at my empty wallet and was like, I can't pay rent. No, there's nothing funny about being broke. You want to hear a broke joke? Knock, knock. Nobody, because I got evicted. Okay, that's depressing, man. It's annoying, man. My grandma got a Facebook. I feel like my grandma's too old to have a Facebook, you know what I mean? Like, every time her phone beeps from her getting a text message, she thinks it's the microwave. Like, that's how old she is. You know? She could be driving the car, beep, how the microwave get in the car, baby? Like, look at the road, you know what I'm saying? I don't feel safe driving with my grandma because she's really spiritual, like she loves the Lord, okay? To the point where she's not afraid of dying, so I don't like that, you know what I mean? You know, I don't like that. She got that attitude like, if I die, it don't matter because I'm going to heaven. Like, I'm like, if it does matter because I'm in the car, okay? You already lived your life, grandma. We almost got hit by a train the other day. I was flipping out. I was like, yo, grandma, we almost died. She's like, no, I almost seen Jesus. I was like, all right. No more driving with grandma, right? This is how spiritual my grandma is. If I got shot in the chest 8 times with a gun, instead of her calling the ambulance, she would get on her knees praying like, please, Lord Jesus, I get these 8 demons outside my grandbaby's chest. Let the Buddhas rise up and part ways from his chest like Moses did the Red Sea. Yes, Lord, let the blessings rain down from the windows to the walls. Let all these blessings fall. Turn down for what, Lord Jesus? Lil John 3:16. Y'all can cut that out. I don't care. Like, I had to give y'all that tag. All right, man. Single, man. I've been single 3 years. You know what I noticed after being single for 3 years? I've noticed the longer I'm single, the lower my standards get, okay? True story. I used to have really high standards. Like, I mean, personality over looks, but I'm still not gonna date some kind-hearted alien. So I was like, you gotta look good. But after a while, I was like, who needs teeth? You know, like, you smile with your heart, ladies, and I understand it, okay? All the way down here, you know what I'm saying? Like, me and my ex broke up, and the reason me and my ex broke up is because we can't have any children, okay? Which is kind of sad, I'm sorry. We can't have any children. Unless we adopt, like, we can adopt. But biologically, between us, we couldn't have any children because my ex has a huge forehead. Now I don't want to pass those genes down to my children, okay? You're not about to have my kid looking like Jimmy Neutron. So I was like, we can't be together, okay? Our first kiss, I was bleeding. That's not supposed to happen. She got a big forehead, man. We can't, if we had a kid, if he had a son, he's, like I'm saying, like he couldn't even play peekaboo with him. He would scare me, you know. He getting fights all the time. Kids yelling at him, get out of my face. You know, he was like, I'm across the street, man. Like, he's got a fat face. I got big lips, okay, yeah. Surprise, like y'all already knew that. Like, we know, we making out right now. Like, I know, got some big lips. I love my lips, though. I love people, you know, women love lips. Woo, there we go, there. Women like my lips. You know what I'm saying? Blah, what's up? You know what I'm saying? We got some big lips. But it's the, I know I got big lips, but great lips come with great responsibility. And I know I can't kiss you too fast. That's assault. That's how big my lips are. Like, that's, I know. You know, like, I can't, I, that's how, this is how I'm gonna whoop my kids, because I don't want to hit them with a belt, so I'm just gonna kiss them to death. That's all I'm gonna do. They're gonna come home, and like I told you, come home at 9 o'clock. It is 11:30. Get the chapstick. That's what I'm gonna do. You think it's a game? Night. That's my time. My name is Preacher Lawson. Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Preacher Lawson is the most caffeinated comedy show you'll ever see. Definitely check out when he's performing near you at PreacherLawson.com. How's that for an uncensored comedy hour? Make sure to subscribe for more funny stuff that didn't make it onto air on Fox, and head over to LaughsTVShow.com to learn more about all the comedians you heard on today's episode. You can follow Laughs on all the social medias, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. It's all at the same handle, @LaughsTVShow. And there you can let us know whose full set you want to hear on the next episode of Laughs Uncut. Thank you so much for listening, downloading, subscribing, doing all that you do to support this show. But this episode is now over. I gotta go live my life. You need to go live yours. I'm about to go to a boxing class. I gotta feed my cat Jessica. There's a lot to do. So, Zoltan out.